Welcome to Quick Communication Tips. My name is Lorna McLaren with McLarenFormulaTraining.com, and we specialize in communication, stress, and the human factor. These quick communication tips are fast, fun, and focused, and they're designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. We've got people throughout North America, the UK, Australia, Zambia, and New Zealand listening in. And to get your own quick communication tips delivered to you and for your feedback and requests, visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. Enjoy! Our quick communication tip for today is pass the butter, please. Now, this tip is probably one of my favorites and simplest of all. It's so easy to remember and powerful in its effect on you and on those listening to you. I'm not sure where I first heard the tip, but I do remember reading also about it in Merrill Runyon's book, Power Phrases. It's a great read. And this tip is specifically on a tone of voice, a particular tone of voice that you acquire in certain situations. Here's how it works. How we communicate affects how people feel, how they feel about our message, and how they feel about us. Your tone of voice is an indicator of what you are feeling and thinking. It reflects your attitude, your character. And that's great, yet let's take a look at where that might work against you during certain situations where you are overcoming misunderstandings, resolving conflict, things are a little bit stressful. When your intent is to communicate with the other person to resolve the problem, you may have every right to feel angry and frustrated, yet when that tone of voice comes out in your voice, the listener may be more reactive to your tone of voice and tune out your message. Examples? You missed the deadline. You missed the deadline. You missed the deadline. And our anniversary. And my birthday, too. Any of you guys feel like tuning me out back then? I know I did. Instead, the message you get is, she's so angry, she's out of control. What a manipulative, sarcastic way to try to make me feel guilty. Wow, she's so emotional. She can't control her emotions. She can't reason. So in those situations, whatever you need to say, just remember to say it in the same tone of voice as if you're at the dinner table saying, pass the butter, please. It's almost impossible to take insult to that tone of voice. You missed the deadline. Customer complaints have gone up 25% since you hired Franklin last month. That was my boyfriend's lap you were sitting on the other night. I couldn't help but overhear you tell Judy I was a stupid, ugly cow, and it sounded like an insult. Did I misunderstand? See how fun it is to use? When you feel a sense of control in your tone of voice, you'll exude that confidence in communicating, and people will react to your message and not your tone. I hope you have as much fun and success with this tip as I have, and please use it in every relationship. You'll notice that your kids will start tuning you in instead of tuning you out, as well as your better half and your colleagues at work. Thank you for joining us for your quick communication tips, designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. Be sure to visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. I'd love to get your comments and requests. My name is Lorna McLaren, and for any more in-depth training, come visit me at McLarenFormulaTraining.com. And remember, everyone, effective communication is a thinking person sport.